Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1001, for Saturday, February 1st, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After 2 weeks in the top 10, first at the runner-up position, and then last week at number 1, tumbling down to number 20, Foxpaw by Stefan Godot, published by Godot Games, with 18,475 views. That is a tremendous decline of 69,768 views fewer than it had last week, a 79% decline, although it is 663 more than last week's number 20. This does mark the 92nd time that a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week. You have to go back a couple of months to November 30th, when that happened to Dune Imperium Bloodlines, to find the last time that it happened. Down 3 for the second week in a row, from 13 to 16 to 19, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Vrixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 19,109, about 600 more than Foxpaw, and a decline of 4.2%. Re-entering at number 18, Parks, well, the first edition, by Henry Audubon, published by Keymaster Games, with 19,137, just 28 more than Terraforming Mars. After 2 weeks at number 14, now 2 weeks at number 17, for Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,139, 2 more than Parks, also just 30 more than Terraforming Mars, and a slight gain of 2.5%. Back down 2 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 19,672, about 500 more than Brass, and a decline of 5.5%. Climbing 5, from 20 to 15, Heat, Tunnel Vision, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 20,418, about 750 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 15%. And right on the heels of its base game, Elder Brother Father, down 2 to 14 is Heat itself. Same designers, same publisher, with 22,163. That's 1,700 more than the Heat expansion, and a decline of 10%. As was true last week, so is true this week. If you had combined these two entries, it would be in the middle of the top 10. Re-entering at number 13, Horseless Carriage, by Joris Viersinga and Jeroen Duman, published by Splatterspellen, with 23,035, close to 900 more than Heat. This is one of the more impactful deals of the day that we have seen so far. A lot of times these will pop in for, because sometimes we'll have pretty extreme sales, and so it'll pop in for the day that it is the featured deal, and you'll see it show up in the hotness at somewhere in the 20s or 30s, and then the next day it'll be gone. If it's an exceptionally good sale, or perhaps a less well-known title, it might jump up as high as the mid to low teens. But Horseless Carriage jumped into the top 10 and then stuck around for a few days. After going to the top 10 on this list for 1 week at number 7, down 5 to 12 is The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games, with 23,667, about 600 more than Horseless Carriage, and a decline of 26%. Repeating at number 11 for the second week, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 23,755, just 88 more than The Elder Scrolls, and a decline of 7.5%. 0.3%, a pretty hefty decline, but mostly it just gave away the space between itself and the number 10 game. There is quite the clear mark-off between the top 10 and the top, the rest of the 20, top 20. There are just three new entries in the top 10 this week. Two of them are debuts. Falling out are, from 7 to 12, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, from 1 to 20, Foxpaw, and from 4 to 46, Silver Frost. Number 10, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 26,300, 2,500 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 5.7%, as it has spent the last 2 weeks at number 9, steps back this week, 1 to number 10. That mark of 26,000 plus is about 1,100 fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 26,439, just 139 more than Ark Nova, also a decline of 3.7%, just not as big a decline as Ark Nova, so it changes places with it and climbs a spot. Number 8, Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games with 29,409, close to 3,000 more than Harmonies and Ark Nova, a decline of 10% as it slides two more positions from last week. So it dropped significantly from its position 2 weeks ago when it went from 1 to 6, but a much more graceful decline, only a 10% decline this week. Number 7, Metal Gear Solid, The Board Game, by Emerson Matsuuchi, published by Come On, with 31,984, about 2,600 more than Finspan. Last week, it was number 30, so a 23-position climb to re-enter the top 10 for the second time. Its previous occurrence, a year and 8 months ago, going back into June of 2023, probably when it went up for pre-orders. Those pre-orders are now delivering. It's a cooperative miniatures game based on the first Metal Gear Solid game, quote, featuring a highly dynamic AI system and sandbox gameplay, unquote. Number 6, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 32,874, about 900 more than Metal Gear Solid, a decline of 13%, pretty substantial decline. It loses about 5,000 views, and also one position after 2 weeks at number 5. This then ends a 34-week run for Arcs in the top 5. Number 5, Nova Era, by Andrea Chiarvesio, published by Come On with 51,442. That is 18,000 and more than Arcs. Larger than the gap between Arcs and Foxpaw. In fact, that's only a 14,000 view gap. It's a 68% increase for Nova Era, letting it climb three spots from its debut position last week. In fact, it is so much for a number 5. It is the second most views we have ever seen for a number 5 game. The number 1 mark, set in November of 2017 by Dinosaur Island, was only about 800 views more than this. So a very packed and stacked top 5 of this chart. I said the top 10 was set apart from the rest of the list, and that was true. It was a 2,500 view gap there. The top 5 is really set apart from the rest of the list. You know, the 18,000 view gap. Number 4, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 53,221. About 1,800 more than Nova Era, actually a gain of 4.3%, but it loses a position after spending the last 2 weeks at number 3. But that mark of 53,221 is the most views we have ever seen for a game that ranks number 4. It beats out another game from November of 2017, Wasteland Express Delivery Service, by only about 319. but it's still the most. I have a, on my document where I keep track of these top 10 lists, I have at the very top the most views for by position of all time. It's for each of the top 10 positions. And it's been untouched. I created it back in 2017 just so I wouldn't have to keep going back and checking what it was. It's been untouched since January of 2018 when the number one spot was notched. Most of the others come from October and November of 2017. But here, for the first time in more than 7 years, we have a game resetting a most views in a position ever mark. Number three, Parks, the second edition, by Henry Audubon, published by Keymaster Games with 63,652. That's 10,000 more than SETI. It is a debut, our second new entry, our first debut. It's described as, quote, an expanded, enhanced second edition that incorporates the most interesting ideas, unquote, from the previous version and the expansions. It also includes some new content, of course. And this mark of more than 63,000 is the second most views ever for a number three game. And just like Nova Era came close with an 800 to notching the most ever, Parks came even closer. The number one mark here actually goes back to August of 2017. It was the fourth edition of Twilight Imperium, and only had 119 views more. So it was very close to having new entries on this top 10 list of most views in a week for both positions 3 and 4. Still, a very, very impressive finish for all of these, the interest we're seeing in all of these games. Number 2, Aridia, by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games with 73,315. That's close to 10,000 more than Parks, a 24% increase from what it had last week when it was number 2, and yet it is not able to clamber to the top of the hill. It's actually about 1,200 views, just about 1,200 views fewer than it had 3 weeks ago when it was number 1, but still not quite enough. It's enough to land at number 75 on the most views of all time list and is the third most views we have ever seen for a number 2 game. The other two, top 2, of course, coming in late 2017, like these other positions. The number 2 on that list is the Seventh Continent. It had 76,022 views. And the number 1 is Fallout with 77,692, so still 4,300 away from notching that mark, but a very, very impressive finish. Number 1, The Lord of the Rings, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games with 82,894. That's close to 10,000 more than Aridia had, and this is a debut. It's a cooperative game, which was probably easy to guess from it being Matt Leacock. Each player controls two characters, and then there are different objectives and events and characters so that there is a variable setup as you navigate some portion of The Lord of the Rings. That mark is not quite as close to being the most ever for a number one as we saw for positions 2, 3, and 4, and 5, but it is number 49. On the most views of all time, so that is still pretty impressive. For Saturday, February 1st, 2025.